The character I play, Frazier, is this is really one of his first big opportunities, and he really takes some unusual risks, kind of bizarre risks, I think, and in ending the hostage situation. He's a very sophisticated filmmaker, and the shot selection. I have an appreciation much more now for his abilities of having tried to put a film together myself. I now know what it takes in the amount of hard work, and so in fact I was able to sit in a couple of sessions with he and his DP and to see how they operate even in pre-production and, you know, their preparation. And he's very thorough, and he doesn't come to the set scratching his chin trying to figure things out. He's ready to go, and he knows what he wants, and it's sort of a lot of handheld, frenetic kind of stuff going on outside, and almost a calm, smoother kind of vibe going on in here, which in a sense means this guy inside is in control, and we're not. And I'll be fascinated to see how it all comes together.
The first thing is that it's a very classic genre, you know, the bank heist movie. The guys pull up in a van, they go in, they take the bank over. You've got the story of the cop outside and all the personal things that he's going through, and you've got the bank job inside. And there's something very classic about that genre, but it felt like a very sort of smart version of that kind of movie. It was very layered. The characters are very well drawn. The Inside Man is basically about a very clever bank heist, a guy who pulls off a very clever bank heist, and he's sort of, he goes toe-to-toe with the cop outside that Denzel plays in terms of trying to outsmart him and outwit him. And it's you know, he's trying to pull off the ultimate bank job. He's pulled everything off, and there are lots of twists and turns on the way, and there are surprises all the way through until the very end of the whole job. But you think the whole thing has gone in a certain direction, and you realize it was a very different operation, and he's pulled off an amazing job.
You know what I love about Madeleine White is, first of all, I haven't played anybody in a really long time that, you know, wears nice clothes and makeup and and doesn't have to get too dirty, you know. I like that she has that she knows all of the elements of the mystery in some ways, that she's been through it before 100 times, and that no seeming emergency is really that urgent, that all will be worked out in the end, and that there's a kind of relaxed quality, a witty quality to her. She's smiling the whole time. Well, I've been a big fan of Denzel's my whole life, and spent a lot of time asking different crew members that I've worked with, you know, what's he like, and so I've gotten the scoop a lot, so I kind of felt like I knew him walking in. I knew what he was like walking in, but I will say, without a doubt, I've never worked with an actor that's just so good from day one. I mean, he really could read the phone book, and I would give him an Oscar, and it seems effortless.